Fiat. June 16th, 1938. How the divine will wants to always give to the creature and wants to receive. Mutual delivery. Rights that the creature loses and empires she acquires. How God finds everything in the act done in His will. My flight in the divine volition continues. I feel it gives me no time. It wants to always give me of its own. But it also wants to receive from me. And if I have nothing to give it, because I am the sheer nothing, it wants my will in act of giving it again and again. And this is all its feast, to receive as gift the human will of the creature. And if needed, it wants back the same things it gave, so as to always receive. And it is happy to receive them in order to give them back again, redoubled with new love, new light, new sanctity. Divine will, how much you love me, and oh, how much I wish to love you back. I felt sunken inside the Fiat. And my always lovable Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, "My little daughter of my will, you don't know how far my love makes me reach for one who lives in it. How many inventions it makes me do. How many things it makes me come up with. I reach the point of giving always new surprises in order to interact with her and keep her always surprised and occupied with me. I give her no time. Now I tell her one truth. Now I give her a gift. Now I show her our beauty that enraptures her, our love that moans, burns, and is delirious, for it wants to be loved back. In sum, I give her no time, and what's more, I want her to give me no time either. I want always. Now, listen to what I do. In order to always give and receive, I call the creature to live in my will, and I give her the gift of its sanctity, its light, its life, its love, and its infinite joys, as much as she can contain them. Then, after she has lived for some time, finding her faithful, I go to her and I say, "Deliver back to me what I gave you." And she, wanting to show me how much she loves me, without hesitating one instant, promptly delivers everything to me, even her breath, her heartbeat, her motion, everything. She gives me everything without keeping anything for herself. Rather, she is happy to give it all to her Jesus. And I take it all. I look and look again at what she has given me to delight and amuse myself with her gifts. And I deposit them inside my heart to enjoy them as the property of my daughter. But do you think I remain satisfied? On the part of the creature, I am satisfied. But on my part, no, never. My love gives me no respite. It swells, it overflows, driving me to the greatest excesses. And do you know what I do? I deliver my being to my beloved creature. I redouble for her everything she gave me. I give her doubled love, light, sanctity. I hand to her my breath, my motion, my very life, in such a way that I breathe in her breathing. I move in her motion. I love in her love. There is nothing I don't do within her. I don't want to do anything without her. I would feel as if I didn't love her in all my things, and this would be unbearable to my love. To one who gave me everything, I must give everything. Do you think it's trivial that your Jesus gives you his life to let you live of me, asking for yours in order to live of you, and almost to find pretexts for always giving and always receiving, to have the occasion to tell the creature the long story of my will and my eternal love story? And this, not just to give her simple news, to show her how good, holy, and powerful I am, but to endow her with my love, with my will, with my sanctity, goodness, and beauty. Is this not an excessive love, almost incredible? Just wanting to keep her with me already shows my great love, because if I want to have her with me, it's because I want to give her what is mine. And since she possesses nothing that is worthy of me, I give her of my own, so that, making it her own, she may say to me, "You gave to me, and I give to you." Isn't this a love to break and move even the hardest hearts? Only your Jesus can and knows how to love in this way. No one can claim to be able to reach me in my love. And I myself can do this for one who lives in my will. In fact, each act she does in it is like a sun rising with all the fullness of glory and of sanctity. And I go and take refuge in these suns to delight and rest. And finding my beloved creature invested with these suns, how beautiful she looks to me. More so since by her living in my will, there is nothing human in her. She loses the right over her will and over all that is human. All rights over her will are ours, while she acquires empire over all that is divine. Oh, how beautiful this is. How pleased and happy we are in seeing her rule by right over everything that belongs to us. She rules over our love and takes as much as she wants in order to love us. And she rules over our love in order to be loved. She rules over our wisdom and makes us reveal things and truths about our Supreme Being never before spoken. She rules over our goodness and makes us pour it as more than beneficial rain over all creatures. Her empire is so sweet and powerful over our paternal bosom that she makes us reach the point of saying, "Who can resist you, daughter of ours? You want it, we want it too. Therefore, if you want everything, never go out of our will. Everything will be yours, and you will be all ours." After this, I kept thinking about the divine will, its great wonders, and how sometimes, while crossing its sea, everything is serenity and profound peace. Its divine sun is refulgent with light, but everything is silence. And since its word is life, one feels the new life missing, which one would want to receive. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, the sun of my will always speaks. The light is not silent, but speaks with its warmth, with its fecundity, and by impressing its various beauties in the soul who lives in it. And besides, I myself am the bearer of its word, lowering myself closer to the human intellect, facilitating with more adaptable terms the height of the word of the light of my fiat. Therefore, wherever it reigns, my will can never be silent, but has its continuous speaking, either by way of light or through my word. Rather, when you're not attentive, you don't ruminate well. You do not eat, and therefore you do not digest what I tell you. And by not ruminating it, you forget it and say that I didn't tell you anything. You must know that in each word or act done in my will, all centuries are embraced, all creatures are enclosed and are present. Past and future do not exist for us and for one who lives in our will. Rather, our truths enclose all times, all centuries, and they are the bearers of all creatures into the act of one who lives in our fiat. Therefore, we find ourselves in that act, as well as the love and the glory that all should give us. For this reason, when the creature is about to operate and receive the operating act of the divine fiat, all heaven bows in reverence, astounded in seeing a divine volition operating in the human act. And all feel they're taking part in that act. So, we find everything in the act done by the creature in our will. We find our power that honors us as we deserve. Our immensity that encloses everything and places everything at our disposal. Our wisdom that sings the praises of our divine being with the most beautiful notes. The angels exalting us. The saints who, enraptured, repeat, "Holy, holy, thrice holy, the Lord our God, who works with such goodness and makes a display of his love in the act of the creature." We can say that nothing is missing. Our glory is complete. Our love finds its sweet rest and its perfect requital. This is why we long so much for the creature to live in our will. And it seems to us as if we had not done anything in creation, because the greatest act we can do is missing. Our life repeating itself in the human act, in which we will find ourselves, everything, and everyone. There isn't good we will not give to our beloved creature. And there won't be love or glory that she will not give to us. She will find everything and whatever she wants in us. And we will find everything in her. Daughter, being able to give everything, but giving only a small part of our goods, is a sorrow for us. It is like having to keep our love constrained and hampered, and only because our will, as life, is missing in the creature. Not being able to receive everything from her is the greatest pain of our created work. Therefore, our love, our power, our wisdom, and the whole of our created work demand that the creature live in our will. The centuries will not pass away until our fiat has formed its kingdom. And while dominating, it will give all goods and the dominion of its goods to the human generations. Therefore, pray and let your life be a continuous act of my will to obtain the coming of its reigning generations.